Blog Talk Radio.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together, and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. And I'm betting you like girls, to give love to girls and stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paved the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn shame, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, trying to put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, cover. Slow it down, baby, take a look.
You blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go.
Shawty don't even know she can get in it for the low. Told me she not a pro, it's okay, it's under control. Show me soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, when stars up, then you come up in bar clothes. Girl, I'm new, soon, my Bugatti the same nose. Show me your perfect bitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips like you blew out a candle. So I'm using, know you can make it whistle with the music. Hope you ain't got no issues, you can do it. Even if it's no bitch, you never lose it.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby?
Of Hazel Rantanad, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio, your number one radio station in online news, reporting, and shenanigans. We are proud to announce that we are back! I'm today here with my co-host, partner in crime, the one, the only, the traveler of the world, he who's been frisked more times by customs than an illegal alien trying to get into the country, Mr. Brett Bolden.
Thank you. It's good to be back. It's been too long. I've missed this. I've gone through some bad withdrawals. It's great to be back with you here. Just being able to do this. I just came back from Texas. If you didn't see my cowboy hat there, so
it's right now. They can't see you.
Well, I was talking. You, Hazel. I want you to
see. Well, yeah, I see the cowboy.
Oh, okay, I just wanted to mention it, and thank you again for your awesome tea.
My tea is awesome. I am willing to share tea with anybody who wants a cup of tea. It is my plan to take over the U.S. with tea instead of this coffee crap, but we'll get onto that at another point in time. I mean, let's start. We could go back to when the last time Hazel ran her mouth on the air. But let's just start off January 1st, 2014, the day that changed our bodies when it came to the word cold.
Yes, yeah, I would have to agree. That was a very, very fun but cold day. And you took more war wounds than I did on that day.
My God, is all I can say. Yeah. And what did they say? It was the first time in 7 or 8 years that the lake had frozen like that. This was the first time they actually had to chip away at the ice and bang through the ice to get to the water.
Yeah, and you'd think being out there in the cold before that would give you a good idea to maybe reconsider. But then when you see them chipping away the lake that you're going to submerge yourself in, I guess if for people like me, they're really insane. I guess that's a good indication for most not to go in, but for me, it's more of an enticing feature, I guess.
Well, see, and that was the whole thing, is that there's so many of us just standing there looking at it like, huh, who's gone first? And that was the thing. You were waiting for that one person to go first. And I remember there was this old guy, went out first, and he fell through the ice. He lost his shoes. He came out, his legs were all bleeding. I said to AJ, I went, that won't happen to me. I said, my shoes are going to be on nice and tight. I said, I'm going to go where they've cut a patch. I won't get cut or anything.
Yeah. And what happens?
What happens? I lose my shoes and get cut up.
It was amazing that you, I was happy that you survived. And, yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't think anybody really, going back to it, I can understand how when people fall through the ice, like, accidentally. I fell through the ice on purpose. I deliberately went out on that ice, so I have nothing to blame but myself. But I'm talking about people who accidentally fall through ice and everything. I understand now how they become so confused and disorientated. Because when that cold hits you and your body starts to react and that pain shoots through your entire being, you get disorientated. I stood there when I eventually managed to get out and get back to where my clothes and stuff were. I stood there for 5 minutes, not knowing what to do. And AJ's trying to get a blanket around me. There's a woman there saying, we've got to get her boots on. We've got to get her boots on or she's going to freeze. And I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I kind of felt the same way after I got out. Only the blanket I had was further away from me, so I actually still had to venture towards the blanket to get
it. Yeah, because Robert had it.
Yeah. So I was about to just sit there and cry and call it, you know, a good life.
Well, I did cry. I did say, I'm never doing this again, and I'm in so much pain, I want to die. I mean, and then what's even more painful is when your extremities heat up and get back to the water.
Oh, yeah.
That pain.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
But it was for a good cause.
It was for a good cause.
So that helped kept me warm a little bit.
Yeah. Altogether, with all the money that raised through the website, through online donations, through actual physical handing over of cash, $500 went to Children's Hospital, which is awesome. I think we should clap for ourselves.
Yeah. Wow.
Then on top of that, we had 10 baby blankets that went, 10 baby hats, and some children's books. So we clap again for that. But what a way to start 2014. Seriously.
Yeah, that's, I think so too. I think that was one of the best things we could have done because it just, for me, it kept the momentum going. And I'm sure for a lot of people who felt like this year was going to be something big and did something similar to us or did something that made them feel like it was going to be that big, they're still keeping this this year going. So.
Well, and purely on, if you go to like a whole spiritual side of things, it was almost like a baptism of starting again and starting afresh and getting rid of everything.
Like that. Yeah,
but if you think about it, we got rid of everything that was associated with 2013 that was negative, that was bad, it was a cleansing. Yeah, it was a freaking cold cleansing.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's, to me, what it was like. We just cleared ourselves. We got ourselves back. And I have promised so many people. Literally, you probably saw when the photos started going up on my legs.
Oh, yeah.
You better not do this again. Don't ever do this again. Oh, my God, what were you thinking? Why are you doing this? Why did you do this? Why did you do this? Don't you ever do I will kill you if you do this again. I mean, the list went on and on and on. And I can honestly say I didn't expect to fall through the ice. I didn't expect to be cut up. I saw one cut when I got out of the water, and that was the one that was on my ankle that was featured on the local news.
Mm.
That was the only cut I saw. It was when we were in your car, if you remember, as we were driving. It was like, what the hell is that stinging? And then all of a sudden, all these cuts were like...
And I was scared to even look at mine because I know I had something on and I didn't want to take a peek.
Yeah.
So I was, and I had somebody tell me after we got out that you got to be careful because the ice is sharp. And I was like, well, that's great. You told me that afterwards.
Yeah, you know. Well, and that's the thing is that I don't think people actually also understand just how sharp ice gets.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like razor blades.
Yeah.
It really is. And that was the one thing that was so painful about the cuts, but they were like hundreds of little paper cuts.
Mm-hmm. That's one of those things you kind of underestimate when you're going into something like that if you're not familiar with
doing
it. Yeah. I remember they said they shut down one of the places more north and south of ours.
They shut down Kenosha, which is south of us, for those who don't know. Racine, which is south of us. Then it was Fond du Lac, Ozaukee, all of the ones north of us. Us in Milwaukee, we're a crazy bunch of mothers.
Yeah.
Because we kept on
It's very well planned day after New Year's. I'll give them that. That's wise to put it that right after that.
So. Oh. No, but it was a really phenomenal start to the year.
It was. And... I saw some of the things you've been doing, and I see other people, what they're planning to do, what they've already overcome, surgeries. Some people will be graduating this year.
Your brother.
My brother, Bart.
Woo!
This is a lobster tails clap. And for those who don't know, lobster tails, I think Red Lobster is still going to be around for another year before they close out. But, yeah, we generally go to a Red Lobster when we can get a big group together.
And it's basically us all sitting around gossiping, telling tales, basically.
Yeah, the stuff I can't post on Facebook, even though I post a lot on that.
And it came to just be known as Lobster Tales.
Yeah. Get it? Tales?
Tales as in lobster food and lobster stories.
We're trying to be slick. Give us a little bit of credit here.
We're very slick. I think we're freaking awesome, to be perfectly honest.
I do. I think we complement our styles and we bring a little something extra individually to the table.
Do you see, radio needs us.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think... that it should be illegal not to have this blog talk radio show anymore.
It has to be on.
Yeah, it has to be.
I mean, and seriously, what else is more amazing than just us?
I don't know.
I can't.
Maybe
nothing else.
Maybe adding more. I don't know.
Goats.
I think goats.
We forgot the goats.
I think you can't go wrong if you add goats.
Rubber duckies,
unicorns, bacon, and
tea.
So now that I've just converted, I am now
a tea
lover extraordinaire.
It has to be done. I mean, that's all there is to it. There's nothing else that can be said.
I can't.
And on that note, because to celebrate Brett, I don't even know who you are. Which one are you today?
I'm the good-looking one.
Okay, you're Brett then. Right. Sorry, Bart. Lucky too. I should explain, Brett and Bart are identical twins, so yeah. Anywho, but I'm sure that Bart's wife thinks he's the better looking twin.
I suppose that would have to be the case if she married him. Yeah. I guess that goes hand in hand.
It does, yeah. But anyway, to celebrate Brett being with us this evening, we're going to play a song that he requested. And I will have words with my Facebook friends shortly when we come back as to why the hell they requested songs like Achy Breaky Heart and The Fox Says.
Yeah.
We'll get on to that.
Don't forget about Wrecking Ball.
I couldn't find it. Wouldn't download it. Kept saying that Sony wouldn't let me download it.
Ah.
So, thank God. But anywho, we're going to play a song that was requested by Brett, and we shall be back shortly.
Jake, wake up. You're in a music video. It's like you're awake, but nobody can see you. Mostly because they're still asleep. You almost feel guilty because you could totally go pick up coffee for everyone, but you're not going to. And you know it doesn't matter. Because with or without this pretentious monologue, you can if you want to. Even if you don't. You can do anything. I can do anything.
Okay, we are back. Before we get on to our regular craziness, shall we say, I got a little message for a good friend of mine, and she's a good friend of a lot of people who are listening right now, and this is for our friend Ashley. Ashley, bless her, March is not a very good month for her at all. In fact, it's very, very hard. It should be the month where her little baby boy Milo should have turned two. It's also coming up for the 1 year anniversary of her brother's death. And sadly, this past weekend, she lost another child. And I know that she's hurting very, very much. And so this is just for her, from me and from all your friends who love you very much, that we hope that you remember, despite everything, despite everything that you're going through, that you look up to the stars, and we hope that you always remember to dance. We love you, Ashley.
Mm-hmm. Promise me that you'll get saved by the angels. And when you get the choice to get it out or down.
Back. So for Ashley, if you're listening, and I hope you, if you're not listening tonight, that you get to hear it in the morning sometime, we love you. But now we're going to move on to how my show normally runs. This show is kind of like a schizophrenic bipolar person on crack.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to put it.
This is no offense to anybody who has schizophrenia, because AJ's schizophrenic. I have plenty of friends who are bipolar, and I've got some friends I know who are on crack. However, when they're having their really bad, well, I wouldn't say they're bad days, but they're having their days where they're completely crazy in
right.
a good way.
Yeah.
This show's kind of that.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like the things you don't know you'd be okay to say, you'd be right to say, the things you'd think of. Yeah,
I'm kind of glad that my mom doesn't ever listen to it.
Right, yeah, that'd be a good thing, too, to keep in mind. Yeah,
because, I mean, I love my mama, and my mom loves me. But I think after some of the things I say, she'd just be very scared.
Yeah, and if I were married, this would be an ultimate, you know, divorce deal breaker. Yeah, it'd be bad.
Well, we'll change your name to protect the innocent.
I like that, yeah. I'll just be known as...
The Goat Lover.
The Goat Lover Extraordinaire.
Yeah.
The road tripping, goat loving, crazy cowboy from Milwaukee.
The trouble is, being a cowboy in Milwaukee means you round up hoes. You don't round up cows.
That's awesome. I can't even believe I never thought of that. Well, speaking about rounding up hoes.
All you have to do is stand outside and go, Milwaukee women, I have money, I have a car, and I have my own home.
That's true. I think that's all you need to do. The car doesn't even need to have four tires.
No. All you have to do is go out there and say, you could choose something from the McDonald's menu and it doesn't have
to
be
a
dollar.
It can be a number one.
You can have a number one combo and supersize me.
Yeah, you could... Dessert possible. Dessert possible.
Two cherry pies for a buck.
Yeah, woo! Oh, man. Now I know what I'm doing wrong. I'm just not exposing. I'm not exposing myself enough.
Otherwise, my next radio show will be like, hi, we're setting up a benefit to raise money for Brett to bail.
Keep his clothes, yeah. Flash, keep his clothes on.
Just buy him a loincloth.
All I need is a napkin. A napkin and a prayer will do for me.
That's fine. I'll tell you what I'll do is I've got some friends who can crochet. They can crochet you one.
Just make sure it's got a little goat logo on the front. Don't take a drink of that tea unless you want it coming out of your nose right now. Don't do it. I see you going for it. Don't do it, Hazel. She's about to take a drink of tea. I'm telling you, it's going to come right back out. There's no way.
God.
Not right now.
I'm so glad. I'm going to try and find someone who can crochet a little rat for you with a goal on the front.
If you do that, I will wear it.
Okay, I have to try and get a drink of tea. Right. Don't make me laugh. Don't make me laugh. Okay, right. Quiet, everyone. Stop it! Oh, ooh, that's better.
Get the visual out of your minds, everybody. Okay.
There we go. Slurpy slurp.
All right.
On my lips now.
Well, getting back on track to the world of the crazy.
Okay. I think we firmly got on that crazy train. Woo, woo!
All aboard. All three of us, even though there's two here.
Going with us.
Yeah.
We share the goat. It's
well,
just a weekend. So.
Speaking about sharing the goat and bringing the goat... Do you want to talk about the custom, the experience?
Oh, my gosh. Where should we start?
Well, I guess to let everybody know, I ended up just recently taking up a trip. It was one of those bucket list things where you want to do it, and you're not sure when or how, but you know you want to do it in your life before you die. And it was kind of like I wanted to do something special, too, so I wanted to add a little bit of a man versus nature, test my existence type of thing, and I ended up taking a trip to North America / the Canada, Alaska area. And that was one of those things where I guess during this time of month it could be questionable why you do it. But bringing in the goat into this, I was actually stopped right into the beginning of the trip. I was going through the border, met customs, and I guess they're not familiar or they don't usually see a man in February alone
wearing a loincloth with a goat.
Wearing a loincloth and a sombrero and a midget named
Gilbert Cumberdale. I like rusty spoons.
So they had Focus here. What did you put in that tea? And don't forget to give me some when I leave.
Oh my god.
So yeah, they ended up not knowing that this was something that they usually see, or they didn't feel comfortable when they saw it, I should say.
I wouldn't have felt comfortable seeing you in a loincloth with a goat and a midget.
And the sombrero, don't forget the sombrero. Speaking in French. I was trying to transition, and I think I just went seven ways the wrong way. It didn't work out like I planned. So, and this really happened. They ended up, they took my phone, my laptop, they checked everything, they ran everything. They took all my possessions in my Jeep, and they pretty much took it out and searched every little nook and cranny. They questioned me. They wanted to know if, bestiality, did I have any child pornography? I mean, they drilled me like I was getting, questioned by the CIA or something. So it was pretty intense for a few hours. That was just how I began the trip. So that was a great way to start it in my mind. But, there were a few other parts in that trip that really, I think, met my expectations as far as what I wanted to do. When you get up to a certain level up there in this time of month, it gets really cold. It was negative 32 at one point.
And that was without the wind chill.
Right.
I remember you saying that was without the wind chill.
Yeah, that's just what it read in my car for the temperature. And then ended up flying off the road. That was an interesting thing because I found a difference is the semis up there. There's a lot of loggers, truckers, things like that that do this constantly up there, and they're just familiar with their roads. So they do it however they feel when there's, out in the backwoods, so to speak. And so I ended up going up a road, and this semi almost drove me off, and I had to drive off the road, and, I was stranded. I didn't have any cell phone connection, so that whole man versus nature thing really happened. And
I think one thing that – sorry to interrupt you. One thing that actually goes in your favor in regards to – reservist now in the army.
I am. Yep.
But you were in the army as in soldier, sailor, tinker, tailor. Well, you weren't a tinker or a tailor.
I wasn't a tinker or tailor.
Yeah. But you know what I mean. You were a soldier, now in the reserve. So you have had some skills in, what to do.
Oh,
and survival
yeah.
and stuff.
I know
if I went out there, you'd find me just as an icicle on the side of the road, sniveling and crying into my socks and for something from my mama. I'm being perfectly honest with you.
Yeah, you got to really know what, at least have a bare minimum emergency plan and be prepared as best you can if you're headed into anything like that. That goes without saying. You know, you live in Florida, expect a hurricane, you know, California, earthquake, so on and so forth. Those are the things that...
Wisconsin hose.
You could be the man of the year in McDonald's. It's an amazing thing.
And the good thing is it's hose season. Tax
returns. Oh, right.
It's hoe hunting season.
That's how we do it.
That's how we
get it done.
You look for the single mum with the tax returns.
Yeah. Oh.
Preferably the one with the 5 kids.
Yes.
Sorry. We're being really bad for single mums in Milwaukee because there are a lot of very good ones. However, we know the hoes.
Yeah. Well, I can neither confirm nor deny knowledge of these said hoes.
Okay, but back to your trip anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it was just that. But, you know, getting back to the beauty of it, I don't want to talk about it as if it was just struggle every moment, but, you know, it was one of those things where you got to see scenery, you got to see the country in itself, what it would be like without the congestion of humanity, the buildings, the nonsense, so to speak, in ways, depending on how you perceive, you know, downtown areas, heavily populated areas, just the way things are structured. Some people are out rural, you know, farm living fun folks, and that's how they like to live their life. So this was one of those things where even that wasn't even a consideration. You were out in the middle of nowhere.
And the photos that you posted were just spectacular and breathtaking.
Yeah, I felt like a National Geographic photographer or something.
Yeah, you haven't got the accent for it.
No, I know.
Here we are in Alaska, and coming up on the
mountain
in front of us is a wild beast.
Yeah.
The wild beast is known for liking American men, and we'll be after him to hump. I'm sorry. I've got a terrible mind.
It's great for this, though. That's beautiful.
It is.
And it's probably true.
Yeah, that's true. But you did hump a wild beast.
Oh, well, I don't know about that, but... I did get to see a whole bunch of the animals, and that was one of the things I loved about it. And they're just, it's just right up by you. It's nothing like, and they're not startled. I mean, for the most part, most of them know it's their turf. You know, it's their place. You're just a visitor, so they don't get as afraid of humans and things like that. So it was neat because it's one of those beautiful things about this planet that I kind of feel is becoming a lost art, so to speak.
Very much so.
I know we were, you and I, when I was on my trip, we had mentioned about Sochi and the Olympics and how they were breaking down some of the areas for the Olympics, and it ended up disrupting some of the ecosystem, the animal wildlife and such. And those are the things that, you know, you got. I guess in some ways, if that's the way things are going, I can only stress even more, take advantage of the opportunities to enjoy this planet before we cut down everything.
I agree.
Yeah.
And we'll get on to the whole Sochi thing in a second, but I think we have to put, as we're talking about winter, we're talking about the cold.
Talking about hoes.
You'll see where I'm going with this in a second.
Oh, I can't wait.
This song is perfect. And somebody made me download it. We'll be back.
Yo, VIP, let's kick it. Alright, stop, collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know, turn off the lights and I flow. Extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal, light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Damn, corrupt speaker that booms, I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit fools out of kids, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
point, no bacon. Cooking them seeds like a pound of bacon. Burning them, getting quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, time to go solo. Rolling, hit my 5.0. Put my rack top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove, I kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
Eastbound Avenue.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with a gauge and vanilla with a nine.
Ready
for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight balls. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all, I don't mean. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Hell of a concept, we make it hype, and you want us to twist it. Shade plays on a fade, slots like a ninja, cuts like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say damn, a rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose, magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. Word to your mother.
Somebody who has helped me through probably one of the worst years of my entire life, and I am not joking. And that is my dear friend Cora. She drove into town from Massachusetts, so they've done the whole travel across the country thing.
Nice.
And they did it with two kids in the car as well.
Challenging.
Yes, and I'm sure she would agree with you. I got to spend a wonderful week with them. We had such a wonderful time. I'm totally in love with her babies. Her kids are just totally gorgeous. I played Trains with TC. Ellie pretty much jumped out of Cora's arms into mine because she wanted to cuddle. I mean, who wouldn't want to cuddle me? I'm just wonderful.
Yeah, you just have a cuddly
vibe. Yeah, I'm just that, like, come to me. Come and have a cuddle. We went swimming. We went shopping. Poor Brandon, her husband, when we went shopping. Oh, we took him in the Disney store just to look around. That was an expensive look around. He's still shaking. But anyway, this song I'm going to play next is specifically for Brandon. Brandon, your wife had wanted me to tell you that you're a handsome stud muffin. She loves you in bunches. No way, that's even smart. And this is specially for you.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. We'll be right back. it hurts. And I'm too sexy for Milan, too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. Sexy for your party, too sexy for your party. No way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk. Yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk. By far. And I'm too sexy for my hat, too sexy for my hat. What you think about that? I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
And honey, that was for you. Thank you so much for driving your family here so that I could be with my Cora, because she's my Cora. She is. No lesbian or anything in the loving or anything there, so don't get excited for it.
Did you say something about lesbians?
Yeah, there's no lesbians, that lesbianism going on there. This is just pure love for somebody who, she is family. When it, like, when you get cut down to, we've all got those friends, you know what I mean, who, you know, sadly, you're not related to each other by blood, but you crossed each other's paths, and for whatever reason God had that day that you crossed paths, you're thankful that you did, because are you going to throw your sock off again?
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I can't do that again, even if I tried.
But, you know, she's my core. Nobody else does. She belongs to me. And Brandon. And her kids. And her family. And her other friends. But she's my core. I know I'm waffling. Okay. We were talking about the Olympics.
Yeah, we were hitting on that before we hit the music, yeah.
And there was so much controversy around this particular Winter Olympics. One, because it was in Russia. Two, because of what Putin and his administration did in regards to destroying natural resources, rounding up stray dogs and euthanizing them. Something that wasn't mentioned that I did see on TV that just stunned me, which was certain displacement of homeless people.
Right, and I heard, when I was up in Canada, I was listening to a station that was having live interviews with people from Russia in that area, the ones that, you know, that were affected by it, and they were saying about their displeasure with the whole moving from a place where they had lived their whole life.
Yep.
To accommodate the new, I forgot what the name of the stadium is, but
it was the new Olympic stadium that was built. And these families weren't given any choice in the matter. Let's put it that way. There was a lot of them who their choice was, you move or we arrest you.
Yeah, and I mean, and I know I vented my frustration about it, and I said, just for one moment, one part, one time in a year, in a season, to... I mean, you're doing all that just for one, you know, event.
Right.
It just boggled my mind And, you know, that was one of those things that it was heartbreaking to read what all went on behind the scenes.
Right.
And but I thought, even when I researched it, it was so well hidden.
They did an amazing job at covering up a lot of things that went on. And my thing is when it comes to, like, the Olympic Committee who go around to choose these venues and everything, they seriously, seriously need to look beyond the bigger picture. They've got to look beyond
the humanistic standpoint, the grand scheme of it all.
If they're saying to, you know, if you're going to a country and they say, well, in order to build this, we're going to get rid of this area over here and this area over here, your question should be is, and how are you going to compensate the people you're displaced and what are you going to do with them?
Right. You would hope that they can bring it back to some part in life where it's about, you know, not trying to jeopardize humans for something as trivial. And I know a lot of people are diehard Olympian fans, and I'm not discrediting all the effort and athleticism involved, but this is a big planet.
And
you could have had it anywhere.
Right, and at the end
You could have had it in all the places I drove past in cold Canada.
But, I mean, at the end of the day and everything, is it worth 2 weeks' worth of spectacular and pomp and circumstance? Is it worth it for the human cost? Because, you know, now the Olympics are over, one, what the hell's going to happen to that Olympic arena?
Right. Now, to my knowledge, I think when I heard about that, they said it was going to be used as a stadium for one of the hockey teams, and I want to say one of the American hockey players is a coach there or something like that now for that Olympic team. I'm not a big hockey guy, so I know I got my hockey friends out there. I'm sorry, don't judge me. And if you are, do it privately by yourself. But, yeah, I think that's what it was. Is there? It's not going to be like, you know, a stadium for one of the Russian teams. So.
And, you know, they actually have showed, and we saw a lot over here, of Western, because it's the only way you can break it down still. It said that it's like 2014 and we're still in terms of the world of the East, the West.
Well, it's never bad to know your direction.
Well, that is true. The East, West, and then the undeveloped.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and to me, the whole thing of, you know, like Western athletes were finding these stray dogs and trying to get permission to bring them back to their home country and stray animals because they were just euthanizing hundreds and hundreds of animals. And they were actually saying, there was one thing I was watching that talked about the homeless population in that area. The Russian soldiers rounded up the homeless and imprisoned them.
Wow.
So they would not portray such a bad image of Russia. I'm sorry, but it doesn't matter what country you're in. We were one of the richest countries in the world. I will point on the were. But, you know, to the rest of the world, we still are one of the richest countries in the world. And we still have a humongous homeless problem.
Oh, right, yeah. And the perception thing is a big thing because that's what a lot of people go off of, both trying to perceive it and both trying to accept it from both perspectives. And going back to your statement, I mean, if they're trying to not have the homeless give Russia a negative perspective from other viewers outside of the country, then why would you even decide to engage that country? The one that they're in with right now, I can't remember the name of.
Ukraine.
Why would you do that just shortly after? I mean,
it's
the most contradicting thing I've ever seen.
You went from having this ceremony, which, you know, I would say they did put on a good show. It was beautiful, the things that they did. The Olympics did go off pretty good without many hitches and everything. And then, a week later?
Right, yeah, I think it was even, around that time.
Yeah, a week later you invade another country.
that's unbelievable.
It's like, what did you do? Go in with your gold medal, swing around your head and knock people out. I mean, I don't know, I just don't see the whole thing behind all of that, you know?
And I think one of the things is, I know there's a lot of people in Russia who are protesting Putin and I'm a music buff. I love music, indie, alternative, everything. And there was a band, it's called Pussy Riot, and they were out there doing their thing. And they caused a big ruckus, but a lot of people don't even know that either.
I saw that.
Yeah,
didn't they get arrested?
Yep, and they put it in part of their music video.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. Yeah. But yeah, getting back to the matter, I think at some point in time you got to realize what the hell are you doing when you're just trying to, you know, be overbearing of the fact that you are a human just like everybody
right.
else. You know, why dehumanize anybody in any effort? That's, I can never justify that in my mind, and I'm sure a lot of people can't do that either. Because it's not like anything, like, you know, in comparison.
And see, and that brings me on to the whole thing of what we were talking about when I left high school in England. At the time, you graduated high school at 16, and I took that opportunity to travel and work my way through Europe so I could go visit Auschwitz. Because that, the persecution of the Jews and everything during World War II was something that was quite close to my family. My grandmother's sister married a man called Harry. Well, he changed his name to Harry. I do not actually know what his real first name was, but his last name was Kirsch, and he escaped from Auschwitz. And I don't know if I could say it was a blessing to go to Auschwitz, a curse to go to Auschwitz, but I did it. And the horrifying images that you see there, I just couldn't even imagine. I can't even imagine being put in that predicament. And knowing some of those still things still go on in different parts of the world today is just terrifying. You walk through there and you have this sense of impending doom. I was there during the summer. It was beautiful.
Mm.
But you have this sense of impending doom. You walk through those gates and it, and when I on about deathly quiet, that's exactly what it is. Deathly, deathly quiet. And you see the barracks and where they lived, and you see certain places where they turned into a museum, and you see these displays filled, as I told you, filled with shoes.
Yeah, a lot of things there that can make you just wonder. Yeah.
Photos. And knowing that 99.9% of those photos are people who are no longer with us.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a documentary about a year ago on that, and I'm sure that pales in comparison.
Well, and then what they actually had is this one wall, and it's kind of like a photo gallery. And it shows people coming off the trains and walking into the showers and carts full of bodies. And because this is one thing that the Nazis were very good at, was documenting what they were doing. Because they thought that they were going to conquer the world. You know, they believed that Hitler was going to rule Europe, rule Russia, you know, and go further and further and further, and that Japan was eventually going to control the U.S. and their, you know, so they didn't ever think that they were going to be held accountable to
what they did.
So all the photos and everything, and it's gut-wrenching seeing it. I mean, I saw it so many times on history shows and
right, yeah.
all that lot. And it's
that
gut-wrenching
itself,
there.
Yeah.
But then when you see it...
Yeah, I can't imagine that. I mean... And that was just you being there to see it at present time,
yeah.
actually be there when it happened. That, I mean, I would probably just, that would make me more terrified than the stuff that I've already done on my trips or seen on my trips or anything that I could compare. I mean, that's
it always amazed me. Yeah. I always had a great respect for my uncle. I always remember the tattoo he's got on his wrist, his number. And he never covered up. He was never ashamed of it. He always said what it was for. You know, and if you ever met my Uncle Harry, he's like the kindest, most gentlest man ever. And the fact that somebody hated him that much based on his religion, who never knew him.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, and to me that's similar to what, you know, was going on in parts of Russia where you're taking people who you don't know and imprisoning them because they don't fit your ideal of what your country should look like.
Yeah, and it's just flabbergasting to me because you look at it and you think, well, how can you get to a point where you do that? Where you actually,
right.
that becomes a thought process in your head, and, you know, some of the stuff that I've, you know, like I told you, I've seen in the documentaries, and that I'm sure you noticed when you went on your travels at, you know, at that time. It's just mind-blowing. Like, at what point do we just say, how can this ever go on? And yet it goes on, new place, new year, similar circumstances, same premise, the whole thing. And it's
right.
Like, at what point in time do we just sit there and say, can't we just enjoy the company of others instead of,
you know,
trying to eliminate the company of others? You know,
it's just one of those things that I just can never get my head around.
Yeah, I don't think anybody who has a good head.
Yeah.
And I know we got crazy heads, but...
But, you know, yeah. To have that level of hatred for somebody you've never... I mean, I've had people who've been ultra mean to me and beyond words, but I don't hate them. To ever wish something like that on them. I mean, I just... It just freaks me out completely.
Yeah.
It really does. But I think on that note, Brett's going to be having to get on his way shortly.
Yep.
We appreciate you being here.
It was good to finally come back and have this show going and be a part of it again. I enjoyed it. It was a good experience, as always.
Well, we thank you for being here. I'm going to play a song, and this song is actually for my AJ. This is the song that always makes me think of him. So this is for my AJ, and my AJ knows I love him very much. And we are back. So a big thanks to Brett for coming over. He's off now to terrorize the hoes of Milwaukee.
Is there any?
There's plenty of hoes in Milwaukee. Should we take a look at your ex-girlfriend?
Ooh.
Oh, that was low. I'm so sorry. Hey, I could say that. I'm your current one, so I can call your ex-girlfriend. Don't shake your head. You know some of them were. Oh, hell, look at a couple of my exes who are from Milwaukee. Big old hoes. You can have a good laugh if you want to. Actually, me and my friend Ariel, we were talking about downgrading.
Okay.
How, you know, you always hope that when you and your ex split up that they downgrade. Well, we had two issues in regards to my exes and their downgrades. Dre, when he got back with the woman who he divorced, and then who I dated him, and then he went back to his ex-wife because she's got money. Did I ever show you a photo of her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear Lord. Downgrade. Then, in regards to another ex of mine, a certain person's...
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't downgrade when it came to look. He downgraded when it came to age. But anywho... I've got to actually play a song because I need to make a cup of tea, because obviously without a cup of tea, my soul will explode and I'll become normal and start sharing Martha Stewart cookie recipes, and I will turn into Susie Homemaker and want to be normal, and we can't have that. So yesterday, before I go and make my cup of tea, I asked everybody to give me a list of songs. And some people, I think, did not think that I would play them. So I'm going to play one of those said songs right now. I know that my friend in question who told me to do this song must absolutely hate me. So I will play it, and you can see why I feel like I'm hated for it. Okay, we are back. Achy breaky heart. Seriously? Seriously.
Who was thinking that anyway?
Friend of mine called Jennifer. And the trouble is, I've got friends who are commenting on my status, saying they love that song. One of my friends severely needs help because she said Billy Ray Cyrus was her crush when she was little.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, all respect gone right out the window on that one. No. Can't do that. But anywho, my kettle is still boiling, so I'm going to play one more song so I can finish with my tea. This one is specially for all of my weirdo friends. If I say all their names, we're going to be here forever. I'll just use up 2 hours showing my weirdo friends.
Yeah, seems like you have time.
Yeah, but you know how many weirdo friends I have. So this song is for all my weirdo friends.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes croak, and the elephant goes toot. Duck say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say? Suddenly you're standing still. Your fur is red, so beautiful, like an angel in disguise. But if you meet a friendly horse, will you communicate by more? How will you speak to that?
Torture me. That's all that can be said in regards to this. They live to torture me. Yeah, and you join in with them if you had half the chance. But you have to sleep with me, and you know I could do bad things to you in your sleep, like shave your eyebrows. You fall asleep before me?
No. You fall asleep before me.
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
You can say you're dumb, but you do.
You're always picking on me. It's because I got blue eyes.
Nope, had nothing to do with it.
Because I got funny hair.
Everyone has funny hair.
It's because I ride unicorns.
Some crazy people ride unicorns.
And because my dog walks on her back legs every time she sees food.
You ain't getting any. Do that all you want.
So yes, we are back. I'd like to thank my crazy friend for tormenting me with songs, and next time I need 10 songs for my radio show, I won't be asking people for advice as to what to play. Seriously. No, we don't need to hear that. But anyway, it is 10:15 in the p.m. on Wednesday night. Do you know what day it is?
Oh, what day is it?
Yeah, what day is it?
What day is it?
What day is it?
What day is it?
Hump day! That doesn't mean go out and hump people.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, let's go. We'll play some music. Play some music, let's go hump. No. I know chorus, because I played I'm Too Sexy and Brandon probably shook his stuff for her. She can deny it all she likes. See, this, she's the... You know, I'm gonna bust Cora out. She is the freakiest of the freakiest. Okay? This is a woman who said every month leading up to when we get married, I'm going to get something silly from her in the mail. To date, we have received a titty stress ball that she made. I've received a penis lip balm holder that's bright pink. In fact, it's a neon pink penis. We received candy underwear, body paints. They actually tasted pretty good though, didn't they? The sour apple one was phenomenal. And, what else? Oh, and she sent us pet sperm.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of this, she does the sweet and innocent smile on Facebook. We ain't falling for that no more. You cannot sit there, do a sweet and innocent smile, and send people pet sperm and penis-shaped lip balm holder. It just isn't done. She is kinky, perverted, and very, very naughty, and she should be spanked. Brandon, spank your wife, please. She may like it, pull her hair at the same time. Hey. But anyway, we're going to... She's pretending to be innocent here now. She's sending me messages saying innocent. You can't see on the radio, but I eye-rolled.
No one's innocent.
I am.
We're innocent.
I'm innocent.
No, you're not.
I'm sweet and innocent. I'm amazing. You ask my friends. All of them believe I'm sweet and innocent and amazing. Mm-hmm. And Cora's saying she's got virgin ears. That's probably the only part of her that is a virgin. Sorry, is. But anyway. It is really good to be back on the radio with you guys. I have missed it so very, very much, and hopefully it's not going to happen anymore. We love doing our shows. We have our wrestling show Mondays after Raw. We've got one show that a friend of ours does called The Smarks List. You'd have to listen to his show to understand. AJ's got his shows on the weekend. and I'm thinking of doing an hour-long called Tea with Hazel. I thought that would be awesome on a Friday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time, would be to have a little morning show just for an hour where we have a chat, all those kind of things. And, you know, I'll obviously have my cup of tea because why would I not have a cup of tea? And just have a little chat. So I think Friday will be the start of that. It'll be Hazel and her tea, and that will be what we're going to be doing. But it is great to be back. I really have missed being able to talk with everybody and share the weird, wacky world that I live in.
You still could have. You didn't even like the half-hour portion of it.
No, because the way that I prattle on when I'm on the radio, I need longer than half an hour. Half an hour is just my warm-up time. But yeah, so it is a really good thing that we're back. And I love the fact that we're doing these shows now from our own home. I know before we went off the air, we were actually had moved and everything. But it's now really our home. I can't even express how grateful I am that we are in our own home. We're no longer homeless. That was a very, very hard year for us. And this time last year, we were living at a friend's house. And it was a bounce around and... all of our health suffered tremendously from it. I mean, big time. Those of you who were friends with me last year knew how many times I was taken to the hospital, how many times I was sick. It was made even worse when we had to find a foster home for our dogs. And my health plummeted big time. AJ's plummeted. his depression got so much worse. I was at the end. And as a lot of you know, when I got my dogs back, everything just changed. Having my babies back with me, especially my little Mindy bear. Mindy the moon bear. Hi, baby girl. Come to mama. Come on. Oh, there's my girl. There's my girl. And there's Mibby. These dogs, I mean, anyone who knows Cora as well will tell you that these dogs are, oh, they're my loves. They are my loves, my loves, my loves. Oh, kisses for mommy. Oh, no more kisses. Ew. Ew, ew, ew. Ew, ew, ew. And they're such good little dogs and everything. And people, I think, underestimate just exactly the power of how having a pet in your life means to you. And I can honestly say that having the dogs to look after and cuddle when, you know, we lost Maddie and everything was one of the great things for me and helped with my healing because I had my babies. And then Libby had her puppies. Her puppies were born on January 4th of last year. And Mindy is one of those. She was the one who actually me and Robert helped deliver. Mindy came out butt first and got stuck. So I had to hold, we had to hold Libby up, which Robert did. We held her up and then I pulled Mindy out and we didn't think Mindy was going to make it, but she did. And she's such a mama's girl in the sense that she doesn't want to be away from her mummy, her dog mummy that is. She cries if we take her mummy away from her, like just to take her out to use the bathroom or they're in separate rooms. Because Libby sometimes likes sleeping with Robert. She cries. She cries and cries. And she's terrible when I leave as well, isn't she, AJ?
Mm-hmm.
She is very much my baby. And like right now, she sat on my legs. Cora actually witnessed her run up and jump up on my chest where she likes to sit. We do not know. I think it's because when she was first here, I was the first one to hold her, so she knows my smell. She knows my smell, and she knows me, and, you know, when her mummy would let me hold her and cuddle her, I'd sit her on my chest so she could hear my heartbeat, and I think that's what she listens for, and first I say, I love our dogs so very much, and they're just our babies, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They're spoiled.
That's
true. They got t-shirts, they got coats. They've even got shoes for her, but they keep pulling their shoes off, so those don't work. But anyway, we're going to actually play another song so I can drink some of my tea. And I think we will do this one.
The legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force of the beginning.
Thank you. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
Some horns of some very wonderful people, including myself. For those of you who've been following on Facebook, a bunch of us actually got sponsored by our friend Vicky, who runs Taylor's Treasures, to become bereavement doulas. For those who don't know, a bereavement doula is somebody who goes to the birth of a child who isn't expected to make it alive, sadly. They're either already stillborn or are going to die shortly after birth. It's to be a support to the family. This is something that I've wanted to do for quite a while, and I didn't actually think I was going to get sponsored, but a bunch of us have. Some of us are starting the April session, and even though I probably could have made it in if I'd wanted to on that, it would have been a squeeze. But there's a reason I asked in the end to be part of the July session. Well, one is because July was the month of both of my boys' birthdays. Robert is July 9th, and the class actually starts July 7th. Matthew's birthday is July 28th. The course ends on September 26th. For those of you who don't know, September 26th is my 40th birthday. So to me, you know, they say life begins at 40. Well, I complete something when I turn 40. This obviously, you know, is, my dog's gone nuts again. This is going to be something that, you know, is a really good experience, and hopefully we'll be able to get a lot of, you know, help for families in and around the Milwaukee area. So I'm really excited to start. I'm kind of having panic attacks, though, to be perfectly honest, because I thought I had all my books and everything, and then somebody who was part of a group that I made in regards to those of us who are trading for this, who already have trades, said, well, you're going to need this, 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 and this as well. I was just going to point out, we're being so distracted right now by our dog. Hopefully AJ can, you're going to need this, Zeus. Hopefully AJ can get her, because she is absolutely hilarious. She is like running so fast past us. I'm going to see if AJ can get it. Are you going to record it? Or video? Okay, here she comes. You have to be quick before she stops. Okay, record it now so when she comes back. Here we go. Here she comes. She's like a little lightning bolt. Here she comes again. Here she comes again. I will put this on Facebook. There's Mama. She's sleepy. Mama's like, I ain't doing this. And what it is all over. She's doing this all over. Don't put that thing on me. All over one of those Mr. Muscle what things. I bought a pack for Robert for his shoes. And she's managed to get hold of one, and she's going completely crazy with it. Are you catching her?
Mm-hmm.
And what you see, she's running in and out of our bedroom, and she'll look out the window at the dog across the street, and then she'll run back. But yeah, she's like totally insane. But anyway, going back to what we, you know, we were saying and everything, is that this whole bereavement doula thing. We got a group of us who are starting in April, then some of us are starting in July, and we're just, you know, it's just a really good thing that we can all experience and do and everything together. Because my dog has completely sidetracked me, and I'm going to have to play another song. So let me see, what song do we need something that is really catchy. We need something that just says something about the night and shaking.
Shaking the night?
Yeah, something about shaking during the night. I don't know. Maybe Cora can help us with this one. Okay. As she chose it. Okay, I apologize for that stopping abruptly, but that's how it was downloaded, but yeah.
We'll just stop at that
point. It just stopped for whatever reason at that point.
Well, we can continue it. Yeah.
She was
Yeah.
However, we done a song that Cora, I could see Cora rocking out to there. But now we're going to play one that's me.
Okay.
There's three men in it that just like, whew.
The three blind men?
It's three men singing in this song that just, oh, it makes, oh, it just makes my body tingle and quiver all over. So here we go.
We're here for the gig.
What?
The gig, the show,
the gig.
Concert.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How you doing? Come on in. Come on in. Listen, your mother be so proud you're playing my place. I had a band here last week that... Nah, forget about it. Listen, I got one plug. There it is. Band's ready? Go ahead, get started.
Roberto Cavalli, mommy with the dime string. Hotter than tamales, you probably should be my wild thing. Tell the mother chicks mind their own business and let us do our thing. I got to open, you're open, stroking, now you're soaking weird. And I'm not from Texas, but I hold them, rope them, and I yoke they neck. You gon' make a player too, tell me what that thing will do. Class is in session, let me just show you a thing or two. I'll strip you down to your bare minimums, and I'll lick you down. You taste like cinnamon, and I'll grab a little bit of that whipped cream. Then I'll put her on the back, hit me. Then I'll get her in a matrix, cut her like LASIK, basically make a screen. At the top of a lung, give her shortness of breath. How many times can you come before I poke you to death? Someone calling the ref. Ludacris is tired of playing. In the middle of the stage with an ass like that, you got everybody. Girl, your booty so full, why you think I'm singing about it? Hit it hard from the back and then I go to sleep and dream about it. It's like that ass is cracked the way you got me thinking about it. I'm telling you now the way we fuck gon' lead to childbirth. And rockin' to this guitar's about to have me crowd surfing. Kelda put on a show up until they close curtains. Then right after the show, backstage ass hurting. Call me Scotty, cause girl, I'm about to beam up.
don't forget, get your home, come on up out them teacups. Stroking it hard while you got your legs up. Making it sound like you got the heat up. Know what you want, cause I'm about to give you what you need. Up in my room you're screaming Hercules, Hercules. Man, kick Kelvin Luda on the track, I feel it guaranteed. Everybody on their feet, this is what y'all church should read.
Hey, you's a rock star, baby.
Not there, what I pull a far side, this you pay me back. Nothing like your leg, he too square for you.
to say that pull your hair like that. So I dead watch, hand wait for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refuse this pimp, and I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused. This pimp.
No, but I've smoked some stuff from there.
Oh.
There's a whole different story. We don't need to go into the things that I've done or not done and that I will not be... I am not being held responsible for. Not going to be responsible for the things that I've done in my past. I was under the influence. Now, you can work out what I was under the influence of. Nope. Yes. Yes. In my defense, you know what my ex-husband was like,
mm-hmm.
and you know what Robert's father was like. Are you not surprised that I'm not a raging alcoholic with a drug problem?
Yes and no.
Instead, I fly around the sky by night time on a unicorn, sprinkling glitter everywhere, naked. Actually, Cora should be very glad that when she was here that I was fully clothed the entire time. Not once did she see me in my pajamas. I actually got out proper clothing to wear while she was in town. I need to get more pajamas. Anybody wishing to donate a pair of pajamas to me, it would be greatly appreciated.
Don't donate.
Yes, I need summer ones now.
Summer ones?
Well, I can live in hope that summer's on its way. I mean, for crying out loud, it's March 5th. And it's still freaking freezing out there. Our highs are supposed to be in the 40s and they're in the 20s right now. Oh, should we tell everybody the joy of the mailbox? I put this on Facebook earlier.
Oh, yeah.
There was a mailman in the north side of Milwaukee got mugged. Because of that, the entire postal service in the Milwaukee area changed rules. The only way I can explain it is when you come to my house, there's a house that's on the street and then my house is in the back. Now, if you have a house layout like that, the mailman is no longer required to come down to your front door to deliver your mail. So what they then said we had to do was move our mailbox to the front house on the side, which we got the landlord to come over and do it. However, he must think that everybody who lives in my house is AJ's height, which is incorrect. So he put this mailbox 6 foot up, which I could barely reach standing on a piece of ice. So we had to have him come all the way back out again to, like, lower it and everything. But, I mean, I understand that the mailman's concerned of being attacked or shot. But judging from what the landlord said and the maintenance guy said when he came over here, is in the entire time that they've managed and ran this building, not once has anybody been mugged or shot coming down the side of the building.
Right.
Our old mailman, actually, he used to, because there's a couple of houses like that where we are, would actually drive down the alleyway, wouldn't he? And then he'd park out the back, do mm-hmm. is to deliver our mail, deliver the mail to the people who live below us, and then be on his way. But it, to me, it's just like, when we heard that, we're like, are you serious? Really? Really? Because it's, to me, that's completely wrong. That's so not how it should be. You know what I mean? It's, mm-hmm. yeah, it's just like, wow. But anyhow, we have complied.
For the idiots that ruined that for everybody, thanks a lot, morons.
I mean, seriously, I mean, you're going to rob a mailman.
Right.
What, to get your mama's tax refund that she had by check?
Or wait for your personal month check.
Yeah, that was probably what it was, for those who haven't got direct. But even then, most places now do the direct deposit anyway, so you could never get your welfare check on the first.
Mm-hmm.
But even still, it's like, come on, people, grow a set. Grow a set and act your age. I've got balls so big, I had to put them on my chest and call them titties. And I carry them around in a bra. But seriously, I mean, I know. I think that people are completely idiotic and dumb for doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, if anybody who's on Facebook who's listening right now wants to see my dog go crazy, the video is actually up. So you can see it while I was doing the the radio thing and everything. But anywho, going back to this whole pajama thing, I'm not joking. I need pajamas that aren't about 3 inches thick now.
Hmm.
Mainly because what happens during the winter with a certain dog of ours?
Oh, it's too much.
Two pairs of my pajamas. I could understand if they were dirty and I had crotch rot or something, but these were clean. There was no squidders in the pants.
Right.
They were nice, freshly clean, smelt good pairs of pajamas. Now I have to get summer pajamas. I've got the wet pair that I'm wearing that have got teacups on them. And that's all I have for the summer now. I have 5 pairs of winter ones. I am not wearing fleece pajamas in the summer. I'm deadly serious about this, man. This is a matter of life and death. How can I be a lazy motherfucker, not do anything, and sit on my ass like I'm accused of doing a lot of times?
Motherfucker.
A motherfucker, yeah. I'm being polite because there may be youngsters listening. But anywho, stupid ass mailman. Good grief.
Yeah, he was a coward. That's all.
I mean, what I don't understand in regards to the whole mail thing is that if the crime had been around by us, I could get it. I really would understand then. Do you know what I mean? I would totally get. Do you want to see what that dog's doing? Mindy! Come on! Mindy! But I really would understand if that had been the case. Do you know what I mean? If the mailman had been attacked around here, but it wasn't. She's playing by my curtain because I had the wind chimes. But anyway, we're going to finish on that note right now. Right, and I want to just say a big thank you to everybody who stayed up and tuned in to listen. I love you all very much. You guys are part of the reason I do this, is mainly so that I can talk to you guys. You know, we chat on Facebook, we chat all the time and everything, but it's nice for you to actually hear my voice and hear me talk and realize that I am completely insane in real life as well. Now, I'm going to finish out with one song. And this song is for all of my friends who are baby lost mamas. This song was requested, and it was for everybody who lost a baby, who misses their babies. And this is for you all. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I love everybody very much. I'm glad you're all tuning in. I'm glad that we can share our lives and have a safe place to go to. And I will catch you all next. Actually, I'll catch you all Friday at 11 o'clock Central Time, because we'll have Hazel with her tea, where we'll just have, like, similar show to what we're doing this evening, but an hour long and full of silliness. And hopefully we can get some of the people who aren't able to stay up at the night time to hear it, to tune in and enjoy the craziness that is us. So this is for all of my baby lost mamas. I love you all, and I'll catch you all on the flip side.
Even up all night, lying there in bed and listening to his newborn baby cry. He makes a pot of coffee and splashes water on his face. His wife gives him a kiss and says it's gonna be okay. It won't be like this for long. One day the week we brought her home, this phase is gonna fly by. So baby, just hold on. It won't be like this for long. Four years later, about 4:30, she's crawling in their bed, and when he drops her off at preschool, clinging to his leg. The teacher peels her off for him. He says, what can I do? She says, now don't you worry, this'll only last a week or two. It won't be like this for long. One day soon you'll drop her off and she won't even know you're gone. Lays down there beside her till her eyes are finally closed, and just watching her, it breaks his heart, 'cause he already knows. It won't be like this for long. One day soon that little girl is gonna be all grown up and gone, and his fate is gonna fly by. Alone.